Nolte, New York Times falsely claims seven people back up Ramirez against Kavanaugh. By John Nolte on September 17, 2019. The disgraced New York Times is spreading the fake news Brett Kavanaugh accuser Deborah Ramirez has seven people who back up her assault claim. This is a lie. The lie was told, with a bunch of other lies, in the Times. I don't link fake news, over the weekend by reporters Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly, who claim that in their upcoming Kavanaugh book, that I will not promote with a link or title. At least seven people, including Ms. Ramirez's mother, heard about the Yale incident long before Mr. Kavanaugh was a federal judge, they breathlessly report. Two of those people were classmates who learned of it just days after the party occurred, suggesting that it was discussed among students at the time. This is total and complete bullshit. As you will see below, to begin with, Ms. Ramirez's mother did not hear about the Yale incident, and to say she did is simply false. Before we go any further, though, let's back up a bit and point out something the fake news artists at the Times would like you to forget. Even Deborah Ramirez, the alleged victim, is herself not a reliable witness of her own assault. Forget she's a Democrat activist. Her story is pure garbage. If you recall, Ramirez could not remember if it was Kavanaugh who thrust his penis in her face during a drunken 1983 Yale party. Not only was Ramirez drunk that night, for 35 years she couldn't remember who exposed himself to her. Naturally, that all changed after 1, Kavanaugh was prepared to ascend to the Supreme Court and 2, she spent 6 days with her attorney, a former Democrat politician, who helped her to recall it was Kavanaugh. What's more, when The New Yorker's Ronan Farrow spoke to 5 of Ramirez's former classmates, including Ramirez's best friend at the time, they all said Kavanaugh did no such thing. They all stuck up for Kavanaugh. This is very similar to Christine Blasey Ford's rape hoax. Remember how all of her so-called witnesses also sided with Kavanaugh? Anyway, these two hoaxtresses at the far-left New York Times now claim they have dug up 7 people who back up Ramirez's story, but that's just another lie, just more fake news. The Washington Examiner's Byron York lays it all out in detail, but here's the Cliff Notes version. 1. Deborah Ramirez's mother claims her daughter told her 3 years after the alleged incident that something happened at Yale. That's it. Nothing else. Just something happened at Yale. No name. No specifics. Just something happened at Yale. The idea that anyone who identifies as a journalist would use this as confirmation of anything is nothing less than obscene. Despite the fact that a number of billion-dollar media corporations are using their limitless resources to destroy Kavanaugh, not one can find these two students, or any witness to the incident. 3. Michael Whetstone, a former Kavanaugh classmate, claims Kenneth Appold told him this second-hand information that no one can verify, sometime in 1989 or 1990, which makes Whetstone a third-hand witness. 4. Richard Doe, another Kavanaugh classmate, says he overheard a female student emotionally describing making contact with a fake penis that ended up being real. O's story completely contradicts the alleged victim, who says she didn't tell anyone about this at the time. 5. Someone anonymous says they heard something about the incident in the 1990s. That's it. No other information is given. Just that they heard something. 6. Chad Luddington vaguely remember hearing about something that happened to Ramirez. 7. James Roche vaguely remembers hearing about something that happened to Ramirez. So what you have here is an alleged victim, a Democrat activist, who for 35 years did not remember Kavanaugh as the culprit, but who decided to finger him after he was nominated for the Supreme Court. Then you have 1. Ramirez's mother who was only told about something happening at Yale. 2. Someone who claims to have heard about it secondhand, but can't remember from who. 3. Someone who heard it thirdhand from the guy who heard it secondhand. 4. Someone who contradicts the alleged victim. 5. Total nonsense from an anonymous source. 6 and 7. Two guys who said they heard about something about Ramirez. In other words, someone shoves an erect penis into a woman's face at a party and no one saw it. There is not a single witness who has come forward to say, yeah, I saw that. I'm 53 years old, I have never seen anyone do such a thing, which means I have never forgotten stuff a lot less memorable. What's more, the only actual witnesses, the only people who could actually corroborate the claim, say it never happened. So all seven of these so-called sources who the Times says can corroborate Ramirez's story, do not corroborate Ramirez's story. And if you want to include the alleged victim, who couldn't remember anything for 35 years, that makes eight. The Times is smearing a family man based only on gossip, hearsay, and cryptic something-somethings about something-something-somethings, when this family man has witnesses who back up his denial. On top of this, in that same article, the Times was caught lying about having found a new Kavanaugh victim when the exact opposite is true. The Times actually announced it had found a new Kavanaugh when the so-called victim says she doesn't remember being assaulted by Kavanaugh. The victim doesn't remember being a victim. So throughout all of this, everyone gunning for Kavanaugh has had to change, update, alter, revise, and correct their stories. Not just the alleged victims, but their so-called witnesses and the so-called journalists who published this crap. But guess who has never once had to change, update, alter, revise, or correct his story, who has never once had to backtrack, clarify, or further explain? Brett Kavanaugh. Everything Kavanaugh has said has checked out, has been verified, has remained consistent, has never been contradicted by the facts, and comes with a bunch of witnesses who back him up. Even the National Enquirer has never published an allegation against someone when the victim doesn't remember being a victim. But if you think the media are evil liars now, just wait until the 2020 presidential campaign kicks off. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.